Hello, listeners. Welcome once again to Everyday English. I would like us to consider the uses of some phrases containing the word regard. Some of these have been commented upon in earlier programs. They include the following.
Regard. Regard with.
Regard can be used as a verb. As a verb, it roughly means
to view, to react to, as in,
I regard him as a pessimist.
I regard him as a pessimist. That is, I take the view that he is a pessimist. Regard with can be followed by a noun which describes the mental state of the regarder. For example,
regard with suspicion.
Regard with apprehension.
Regard with misgiving.
Suspicion, apprehension, and misgiving. These refer to a state of mind.
There came a time when we all regarded his absence with suspicion.
I regard your antics with contempt.
The word can also be used as a noun. There is the expression, have a regard for, meaning respect, esteem highly, as in,
they all have a very high regard for your parents.
They all have a very high regard for your parents. The opposite of this expression is, have no regard for. For example,
he has no regard for anybody.
But we also hear,
he has very little regard for us in spite of our being much older than he is.
We also have the expressions,
have regard to,
have regard for,
with regard to,
without regard to.
Note that these are special idioms of regard as a noun used in a non-count sense. It is used without the indefinite article a. Now listen again.
Have regard to.
Have regard for.
With regard to.
Without regard to.
I would like us to pause to consider these expressions. Let's take have regard to. This means
take into consideration.
For example,
in planning this year's budget, we have to have regard to our limited resources.
We have to have regard to our limited resources. That is, we have to take into consideration our limited resources. We'd like our listeners to take note that the expression is not
have regards to.
There's no S after regard. Have regard to. Here's another sentence.
You don't expect to produce a good textbook for our children here without having regard to their beliefs and cultural background.
Now, have regard for.
Have regard for means have consideration for.
As in this short exchange.
You need to talk to your protege.
Who?
Elizabeth. She has taken all the space in the locker.
Talk to her?
It takes so much for her to understand. She probably isn't used to having regard for colleagues.
Probably not for anybody. But first, leave her to me. I'll talk to her.
Have regard for. Distinguish between this and have regard to, which we met earlier. Have regard for. Have regard to. In neither case should we add an S to regard.
We came to this funeral ceremony out of regard for the deprived sons of your mother. We would like you to understand.
That is, it was in consideration of the deprived sons of your mother that we came here.
We declined to make the matter public out of regard for his office, his children, and standing in the community.
That is, we declined to publicize the matter on account of our consideration for his office, his standing, and children. Now the expression as regards, note, the noun is plural.
As regards your salary arrears, the chief accountant has been directed to treat your application in the usual manner.
That is, concerning your salary, the subject which we discussed earlier. The expression as regards is used when referring to a topic which both speaker and hearer know about because it's been referred to earlier.
As regards your salary arrears, the chief accountant has been directed to treat your application in the usual manner.
Now, you're going to listen to a dialogue in which some of these phrases occur.
The inquiry has begun, I believe.
Yes. I'm beginning to regard the whole business with misgiving.
Misgiving?
Too many flippant allegations are being made without regard to real facts and people's good name.
Regardless of personalities?
Not without regard to facts, I said. Don't misunderstand me. My point is, some of the allegations are frivolous. I, at any rate, regard some of them as absurd and discreditable.
The investigation team is being led by the bishop himself, thank God. He separates the grain from the chaff.
Oh, yes. Most of us hold him in high regard.
I believe he was appointed out of regard for his great reputation as an experienced investigator.
There's no doubt about that. You remember he led the inquiry into the surface mining affair, the Galamsey problem, as it was referred to.
I know he was fearless. He received a few letters threatening his life.
But he went on regardless. He is no respecter of persons. He has no regard for social standing and family connection when conducting an inquiry.
If a man sees the truth, he should say it without regard to consequences.
And that's what he did. And that's why he is held in regard.
With regard to the fears you expressed, do you really think anyone will have the courage to go and tell lies before the bishop?
I can't say. And I haven't implied that. What I have said is that frivolous allegations are being made even before the committee begins its work.
I get your point.
As regards your earlier point that the truth must be said, one must remind you that not many of the younger people around here have any regard for facts. What we need is fairness and candor.
That is absolutely essential.
We expect the bishop and his team will select witnesses having regard to their credibility and seriousness of attitude.
Thank you. I think we've heard a fair number of examples in some of the sentences. We shall stop at this point, but we shall look at some of the sentences in tomorrow's program. Till then, we wish you a good day and cheers. Hello, welcome once again to our program, Everyday English. In the last program, we looked at a wide range of expressions containing the noun and the verb regard. They included
regardless,
with regard to,
as regards,
without regard to,
and many others. Towards the end of the program, we listened to a dialogue in which some of these expressions were used. There was not enough time left at the end of the dialogue for us to re-examine these regard expressions, and I promised that we would look at them today. I'm therefore going to ask Adjo and Kofi first to go through the dialogue with us.
The inquiry has begun, I believe.
Yes. I'm beginning to regard the whole business with misgiving.
Misgiving?
Too many flippant allegations are being made without regard to real facts and people's good name.
Regardless of personalities?
Not without regard to facts, I said. Don't misunderstand me. My point is, some of the allegations are frivolous. I, at any rate, regard some of them as absurd and discreditable.
The investigation team is being led by the bishop himself, thank God. He separates the grain from the chaff.
Oh, yes. Most of us hold him in high regard.
I believe he was appointed out of regard for his great reputation as an experienced investigator.
There is no doubt about that. You remember he led the inquiry into the surface mining affair, the Galamsey problem, as it was referred to.
I know he was fearless. He received a few letters threatening his life.
But he went on regardless. He is no respecter of persons. He has no regard for social standing and family connections when conducting an inquiry.
If a man sees the truth, he should say it without regard to consequences.
And that's what he did. And that's why he is held in regard.
With regard to the fears you expressed, do you really think anyone will have the courage to go and tell lies before the bishop?
I can't say, and I haven't implied that. What I said is that frivolous allegations are being made even before the committee begins its work.
I get your point.
As regards your earlier point that the truth must be said, one must remind you that not many of the younger people around here have any regard for facts. What we need is fairness and candor.
That is absolutely essential.
That is the end of the dialogue. Now let's listen to some of the sentences again.
Too many flippant allegations are being made without regard to other people's good name.
Too many flippant allegations are being made without regard to other people's good name. Without regard to other people's good name. That is, without taking into account their good name, regardless of their name, not considering the possible harm that will occur to their name. We also met regard and regard with. Here's one.
I, at any rate, regard some of these allegations as absurd and discreditable.
To regard as, that is, view as. You regard something as. You react to it in a specified way. And the expression describes the way you experience people's behavior, your assessment of it.
You regard something as discreditable, absurd.
Improper, wrong, dubious.
Note that you regard something as. And what follows invariably is an adjective. But you regard it with, and what follows is a noun, with misgiving, with apprehension.
I'm beginning to regard the whole business with misgiving.
Of course, you can regard something
with suspicion, with apprehension.
Let's look at more phrases.
He received a few letters threatening his life.
But he went on regardless.
But he went on regardless, in spite of, showing no regard for. The word regardless has one peculiarity. What is disregarded may be expressed, as in,
he went on regardless of threats.
But what is disregarded may be left unexpressed if the context makes it clear. For example,
he went on regardless. He pursued his ambitions regardless.
If a man sees the truth, he should say it regardless.
If a man sees the truth, he should say it regardless of consequences.
Regardless of consequences. Here, what is regarded has been made explicit.
Well, the truth must be said regardless of personalities.
What is disregarded is left unexpressed because the context makes it clear.
Too many careless allegations are being made without regard to other people's good name.
I, at any rate, regard some of these allegations as absurd and discreditable.
I regard some of these allegations as absurd and discreditable. That's all we have time for, listeners. Have a good day and goodbye.